Horicon Marsh is more than a home to many birds, including this small flock of what appeared to be martins. Below the birds, on the surface of the water, was a thin layer of green algae. The marsh is part of the Rock River, and the Rock River watershed is one of many in the state struggling with high levels of phosphorus, in part coming out of sewage treatment plants and industrial sites. The DNR board traveled a few miles from Horicon to tour the wastewater treatment plant in Lomira. DNR wastewater engineer Doris Teeley warned the board members and other visitors what was in store odor-wise.
Okay, you're going to smell something a little different here. This is an earthy smell.
This smells like an outhouse to me.
Huh? Smells worse.
The odor wasn't all that bad, and tour goers got a look at what comes into the plant. The Lomira facility, like many other sewage treatment plants in the state, has been reducing its phosphorus discharge over the years, and now part of the debate is what it would cost to clamp down more. Back outside, Teeley estimated Lomira's bill for additional phosphorus treatment.
You better have a few dollars, because it's going to cost money to upgrade the system. And you're going to say, well, what kind of money are we talking about? I think here we're talking about at least $3 million.
Some small communities do have options, like teaming up with other cities on pollution trading or on treatment plants. Some cities are helping local farmers do more, since in the Rock River Basin and many other watersheds, the majority of phosphorus pollution comes from farm fields and other non-point sources. The DNR says many farmers are reducing phosphorus runoff, and there are partnerships around the state that seem to hold promise. The DNR's Mike Gilbertson says getting farmers to till the soil less often and apply less fertilizer can reduce harmful runoff and maybe allow other things in life.
You know, we've heard this from producers up in the Red Cedar River where they've said, this allows me more time to coach baseball.
But George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says most restrictions for farmers are voluntary, and Meyer says if things remain that way, there has to be more public dollars put into encouraging farms to reduce nutrient runoff.
Some counties, there's only 4% of the acreage is under what are called nutrient management plans, which cause farmers to assess what they're doing in terms of putting phosphorus on the land and then cut back.
Meyer says statewide, only 28% of farm acreage has a nutrient management plan. The DNR's Russ Rasmussen says in Wisconsin, $70 million, including federal funds, were spent on the nutrient problem last year. But he says phosphorus damage varies by watershed.
Each water has a different assimilative capacity based on a wide variety of factors, not just phosphorus. It could be the pH, it could be the temperature, it could be the land use.
Rasmussen promises more efforts ahead, especially in Kewaunee County, where there's a large fight over runoff. Recently appointed DNR board member Fred Preen made it clear yesterday that he wants more action.
Something has to be done. What I want to see administration come back with is what is the plan for our part of this major equation?
The DNR says in Kewaunee County, at least, there'll be more phosphorus reduction plans by this fall, with more ideas for other regions later. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.